Or the young lady with the pretty purple scarf. Is that purple? Close. Okay. Magenta. Would you stand up? Listen, I see the Lord. It's for her. I'll get you next. That was a good move. I'll get you. I saw the Lord. It looked like bandages on your hands, but I knew it was really like wrapping for an athlete. Used to get my ankles wrapped, but it was like God was wrapping your arms for strength. So He's coming you to strengthen what you're doing, to like the things you're putting your hands on, the task you've chosen, the thing you've begun to put your heart into. He's going to be strengthening you to do those things. Does that make sense? There's this prayer David used to pray, Lord, strengthen my hands. And Lord, increase the work of my hands. And God right now is doing that for you. This is a great time you're coming into. This is not a time to back away. But as you press in and grab hold, you're going to find strength. And I don't think you're going to find strength on the weekend when you're thinking about it. You're going to find strength when you stand up on Monday and go and put your hand on it. And when you do, poof, this thing's going to come into you. And I suppose sooner or later the real question is going to be, is God, how far will you strengthen me? Or, Lord, let me see if I can find out where the strength runs out. So it's not on this side, oh, Lord, gives me strength, but it's the other side. Okay, God, let's just see how far this strength will take me. You may be surprised that it never runs out on you. And so there's something there about an old call, or I don't know, about getting things done, and there's just a call on you for that. And somehow or other in a prior generation, there was someone in your family, great-grandmother, grandfather, I don't know. There's something there about an ability, a desire to work and to get things done and to move things and change things that God is picking up and dumping on you for a new run at a new generation. Does that make sense? Okay. Thank you so much. What's your name? Jenna. Okay. Okay, Jenna. I'm Southern, so my ear hears differently. It's just that's the way it is. Unless I just see, in the going, as you put your hand on things, there are doors that are going to open. This is really different, that doors are going to open while you're doing something else, and it's going to be like, leave me alone. But this is all God. And it's really a place where if you grab hold of the second thing, and see, like, I'm grabbing hold of this, but wait a minute, this, I'm going to grab hold of that because my heart, you got a heart big enough to grab hold of more and want for more and desire more. You got a big heart, and God's going to take your heart out like taking out a dog, a hunting dog, and let the dog run. God's going to take your heart out and let it run. And the things that have been in here, and there's a legal term, inchoate, not yet born, existing but not yet really born. Things that have been inchoate, God's going to make them coate, or they're going to come out now. So this is a real time. And God's going to satisfy whatever that is in your heart. He's going to satisfy it. Okay? So test it. See how far it'll go. God, how far will you take me in this strength? How deep is it going to go before it runs out? I think you'll find you'll never hit the bottom. You'll never touch bottom. Okay? Gemma. Nice to meet you, Gemma.